Come on in, everybody. Hey, and welcome to Self Season 2, Episode 2. This episode is called Let's Be Honest. Come on in. Don't be scared. I don't bite unless you ask me to. If you are new here, you can find past episodes of Self and past episodes of Kinkyology on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, Google, my website, YouTube, all of that. So make sure you check it out. Also, you come in the group in the comments. Make sure you say hi. Let me know where you're from. What's up, Nurse Kim? What's up, Lady Frank? Hey, Danielle. How's everyone doing? Nurse Kim, I tried to send your package. I need you to resend your address. They said it wasn't a real address, so I want to apologize about that. But I did try to get it out. I thought I had it right here to show you that it's bagged up and everything. But I guess I moved it. Oh, don't you fall. I just had some macaroni from Kentucky Fried Chicken. It was so good. Anyway, hey, Bryson, how you doing? Come on in, everybody. How's everybody doing? Happy holidays to everybody. Thank you for coming to hang out with me for a little while. I won't have you too long on this Thanksgiving Eve. Yeah. So this, like I said, this episode is called Let's Be Honest. And I told you all where you all can find the past episodes if you want to check them out, if you like what I'm about. Tonight, I want to talk to you all about being honest, not only to others, but honest mainly to yourself. And a lot of us battle with this. You know, being honest goes way beyond not just telling lies. It goes way beyond that. There's something to me really sexy about somebody who's honest. Even if it hurt me, I respect you for giving me the truth. You know what I'm saying? And what's so crazy is a lot of people don't really have an honest bone in their body. Like, it's some of us out here who are just liars. And I had a baby by one. You know, it's not a bone, but you know what I'm saying. You get it. Honesty is pure. Humans, we lie. We lie. You know, we lie. But honesty is pure, and a lot of us don't use it the way that we should. We just lie. I try my best to not lie, but, you know, think about it. Except for us mere humans, us humans, everything else that God created is living in His truth. Dig that. Water, the stars, the trees, the flowers. They just happy with their truth. You know what I'm saying? And us humans, and not only men, but men and women. When I say man, I'm talking about men and women. You know, we don't feel that we are in a place to always tell the truth. So not only do we lie to each other, we lie to ourselves. Hey, what's up, Big Sexy? Kink Squad, how's everybody doing? Come on in, everybody. Thank you all. Big Sexy, I wanna go on Instagram after this. I had a video go viral on Instagram, so I gotta go on there tonight if you wanna go on there with me. But yeah, we have a right to choose, and some of us still choose to tell a lie. I mean, to be untrue. Let's see, what do you understand about being honest? When I ask you about being honest, what do you understand about it? I want to give you the definition of honesty. Honesty is the quality of just being honest. And then I want to give you the definition of truth. And the truth is the quality or state of being true. It's just that simple. That's it. You know, when you say you're honest, do you speak the truth all the time? Or are you just honest with your partner or your parents? You know, do you always speak the truth? Anybody? Yes, my favorite moderator is definitely here. Do you all consider out of 100%, how honest do you think you really are? say if you had 100%, how honest would you say you are? Don't everybody speak at once. You know, I could read, but don't everybody speak at once. Nobody's honest? Is anybody honest? I know you all have a small delay. So I'm going to drink some water and see if anybody wants to tell me. 90%. Thank you, Lady Frank. How you doing, Lady Frank? How you doing? I don't know how to say it. I feel that everyone is sometimes dishonest at times. Okay. But what percentage are you? So in that case, if you take that base off of you, what's your percentage on how honest you are usually out of 100%? Okay. 80%. Thank you, Bryce. I appreciate you. Anybody else? Let's see. Are you honest when you pay your taxes? Are you honest with your children? If you have children, are you honest with your job? Are you honest with your friends? You seasoning chicken. Get it ready, baby. Get it ready. You can listen to me while you season your chicken. Okay. Let's talk about being honest with ourselves, okay? If you stay honest with who you are, all of the others in your life should fall in place. Because to pick and choose who deserves your honesty, that isn't really being honest. You know what I'm saying? No matter how much you try to make others happy, how about yourself? Why don't you make yourself happy? You know, we go through so much and we do everything for everybody else, but we don't make ourselves happy. How honest are you with you? Being honest with yourself means that happiness isn't always right, you know, and I mean, happiness is always right. That's what our thing should be, happiness for us, not for everybody else. And don't do anything that does not make you happy. If it doesn't go with who you are as a person, why are you doing it? I'm not going to go into detail, but I was put into a situation the other night that I was not happy with. And a younger me, or somebody who just wanted to go with the flow or gave a care about what people thought, I probably would have went through the situation. But I'm not that chick anymore. Who I am today, I'm going to let you know. I'm not happy with this. I didn't ask to be in this. I didn't get to say that if I want. I didn't even know I was coming into this. And I'm leaving this, you know. And I know it was a point in time. Well, I don't know if I ever really would have stayed. But I know some people in that situation, some people in that situation would have probably stayed and put themselves in a very uncomfortable situation just because they didn't want to be heard or feel like they weren't cool or they weren't down with it. Don't put me in no shit I don't ask to be in. If I didn't say I wanted to do this and this is some crazy shit, you're supposed to ask people before you put them in a crazy ass situation. Hey, do you feel like being crazy tonight? Don't just put me in crazy. You know, I remember with my son growing up, I'm always going into stories, but real fast, I don't mind if we're going to get in trouble sometimes, but get in trouble because you want to get in trouble. Don't get in trouble because somebody is convincing you to get in trouble. Do your trouble. Don't do nobody else's trouble. And that's the same thing. Do your life. Don't let nobody else pick your life or how you go through with it. You know, don't get in trouble because somebody said, hey, let's do this dumb shit. But it ain't really no dumb shit you would have did on your own. If you won't do that dumb shit by yourself, be honest and say, nah, tonight I don't want to do dumb shit. I don't want to do that. I think my mom's calling me, you know, and get your ass out of it. And I know we're older now, so hopefully we as adults aren't in those type of situations. But again, like I said, I was instantly put in a situation I didn't know I was walking into. And if you're ever in a situation like that, stand up for your truth. I don't care about hurting nobody's motherfucking feelings as long as I feel good about what I'm doing. If it's going to benefit me and what my choices are, I don't like nobody to take my choice. So I'm always going to be honest with you. And it was a point where sometimes, a point probably with all of us, where we would do other things to make other people happy. But we have to choose us first. If you don't learn how to put you first in your life is not going to be as beneficial as you want it to be. You know, I can't make other people happy if I'm not happy. I don't give a, that's not my job. My job is to make sure I'm good. How is what you asking me to do going to benefit me? No, I could do that on my own. I don't need you to do that. So just make sure you do that. You know, how many things do you do in your life to benefit you, or do you do them to benefit others? Because a lot of us do stuff in our lives to benefit others. Hey, Miss, hey, Creatively Z93, how are you? I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Thank you for asking. Okay, Miss Callie, your dirt was your dirt, right? Your own, right? You see what I'm saying? And that was something, I think me and my sister talked about this the other day, and I told them how I gave my son that, like, hey, if you have in a situation and you don't want to do the dumb shit, text me the number one. You ain't got to say I'm calling my mama. You could slyly text me one. I'm going to call you, and I'm going to get you out that situation. That way you don't have to look uncool. You don't have to look like you don't want to. But don't ever do, like she said, don't do somebody else's dirt. Do your own dirt. And you may have some dirt, and I respect it more if it's your dirt than I would than you following somebody. I didn't raise followers. I raised leaders. If you want to do some dirt, do your own dirt. But don't convince nobody to do their dirt. That's not how we roll over here. Here, we do our own bad shit. I don't need you to convince me to do no bad shit. I'm going to do my shit my way. I'm not going to do it the way you want me to. You know, and I did my son to be 21 Monday, I believe. He only had to use that text message one time in his life. But I appreciated him knowing that he had that way to get out of something that he really didn't want to be in. And I gave him the opportunity to know you got the right to choose. You don't have to lie. Because in the end, if you lied and did that, what if you all got in trouble? Now, you're going to resent your friend. Y'all friendship might, their parents might say they can't hang with you, thinking you the one to talk them into it. So it's just always really important to, you know, be honest with how you feel, what you want to do. I can't make you happy if I'm doing some shit I'm not happy with. I really can't. And especially if I know I really don't want to do it. I'm not about to do it. I'm not about to put myself in that situation. You know, stop doing stuff because somebody else will be mad. Fuck them. Screw them. I got to live with me. You got to look at you in the mirror. Anybody who follow me know I say this all the time. You have to like who you look at when you look in the mirror. I say that about a lot of things in my life. We have to love the person that we look at in the mirror. So if you constantly do things in your life to please others and they're not really what you want to do, you're not going to like who it is that you look at. And if you, you know, so you have to do what you want to do. I swear, I can't like who I am if I'm not doing the things I choose to do. If all my choices in my life are because of somebody else, how is that benefiting me? So I really want you all to make sure that the choices you make, and I know we're older, and I say this, and I know some of y'all thinking, well, no, there's some people grown as hell right now living a lie. They're in cliques they don't want to be in. They're in jobs they don't want to be in, you know, because when you do what you do, or why I say this is because when you do what your spouse wants, or you do what your parents want, or you do what your kids want, you tend to blame them on your misery. But if you choose and do what you want, you can't blame nobody but yourself. And that's where you need to be. The shit it needs to be on me. My life can't be shit because, oh, my kids made me do this, or I got to get up. If you don't want to be a football mom, then don't be a football mom. Yeah, you can play football, but I can't be there every week. If you don't want to be the wife to go to every meeting or every little dinner, or be the home wife that got to cook, you know, the food for his buddies when they come over, be like, you know what? I cook for our family 5 nights a week. If you and your friends want to hang, that's something. Now, there's some women who will enjoy that. But But it's some who hate it. But they do it every time his friends. They got a whole buffet of shit for him and his friends, knowing they just mad at themselves because they wanted to go get their nails done this weekend or they wanted to go get this. But here they are trying to be this Stepford wife, and they're going to do everything to make their husband happy. But now they got to go to work Monday and their nails not done and this couldn't get done because they didn't know how to say, you know what? I do my job. I do it every week. This my day. I have plans. So if I go and get done and I get home in time, or maybe I can pick up something on my way back, but I already had something I wanted to do today. And anybody who loves you, they will respect that because that's your truth. But don't let somebody talk you into doing stuff. And a lot of times, I'm not even going to say in a marriage sometimes or a relationship that it has to necessarily be in trying to convince you. Sometimes we'll do it just because we want to make them happy. But if you're not happy, ain't nobody in your fucking house going to be happy. Your kid's not going to be happy. Your husband not going to be happy. So always learn how to say your truth. If you don't want to do it, or if you could do it a different way, or you could do what you want to do and what they need to do, but make sure you get what you need first. You got to put you first in everything you do. And being a parent and being a wife and being a kid, once you get to that point where you make your own decisions, I can't live my life for you, Dad. I can't live my life for my children. I have to make the choices and the decisions that I want to benefit me. That's how you raise me, to be my own person. Yeah, so you know how many people hate coming home? Like men and women. They just hate coming home because home ain't happy for them. Home should be happy. But if when you go there, you just putting yourself in a situation of lies, trying to please the people in your house, compromising your happiness for others is not good for your soul. And I'm all about the soul, if you don't know. I speak on that a lot. And when you do that, when you learn how to start putting yourself first, then things will run better around you. You know, you don't get to blame everybody for your misery. And more than likely, you won't even be in misery. Not to say you won't have bad days, but they won't be miserable. It's a difference. You know, why are some of you all choosing to live in misery? I know so many ladies who live for their children. They get up every day, and every day from the time they wake up till they go to bed, it's all about their kids. They become, whether they didn't have the mother they wanted or they decided they wanted to be this type of mother, but they forget that they still have a life that they have to live. But they put every inch of themselves into being this mother. Now what you gonna do when your kids get older? What you gonna do when they grow up and leave? Who are you? You left here, you didn't do nothing else with your life because you wanted to be this mother, forgetting that one day you're raising these children to walk away from you. But once they walk away, now, honestly, you have nothing because you haven't kept friendships up. You haven't did this because you were so busy always running your kids here, always doing this. You never had the time to invest in anything for yourself. You didn't finish your degree. You didn't get the job you wanted. You just worked from home, whatever it is you chose to do. I know so many women that become totally different individuals once they become parents. And then they complain that they don't like who it is that they look at when they're in the mirror. I've had friends that told me that. I've had people just around the way message me and talk to me about things like that. So when I speak on this, I'm speaking from me being in a place of having people vent to me, a place of people sharing thoughts with me that they're afraid to share with their sisters, their brothers, their mother, their father, their lover, their kids. So they tell me. So I get and I get to hear this, and I know how many of us are living unhappy because we just want it to be peace. But if you're not at peace with yourself, it's no peace anyway. And that's just the honest God truth, you know. Now, your life could feel worthless because, like I said, when you put everything into your children, some people do it later on, feel like, why did I do that? What did I benefit from that? You know, are you all honestly doing what you want to do with your life right now, today, at this moment, with where you are in your life? Are you honestly doing what you want to do with your life? Anybody? Ooh-wee, why am I doing that? Nobody? Is anybody happy with where they are in their life? I like where I am. I could be happier, you know, but I like who I am right now. I like who I am. I'll say that. absolutely not. Okay, Lady Frank, thank you. Creatively, no, I'm not, and I'm changing that. Yes, thank you. And Miss Cali Girl said no. So here we have three women, and for whatever reasons that it is that they are, but right, we have to make that choice to say, you know what? I have to put me first. I have to say, okay, you all can do this, but I'm only available on this day because mommy has to do this, or honey, I have to be able to do this. I want to, you know, we support our husbands going to work. Or a lot of, nowadays, especially our Black women, because we are the most educated in the population. Or at least we were for some years. Sometimes we're making more money than our husbands are. You know what I'm saying? So things have changed, but that don't mean you want to be making more money. You would might want to be at home with your kids instead of going to work 5 days a week. You know, so are you happy with your spouse or your partner? You know, are you happy with your kids? How they act? What, how they treat you? And not saying that they treat you bad, but being, are they, have you put them in a position where they rely on you so heavily that you don't have a chance or a choice to do the things that you want to do with your life? Are you happy with your job? This isn't about liking who you are, Bryson. But not where I'm at. You could, I mean, that's a lot of us. We could like who we are and still not be where we want to be. But that does, and it's some people, because they are not where they want to be, they don't like themselves. So that's very powerful that you can say, okay, I'm not where I want to be, but I still, hey, I'm good with who I am. And that's good. And you can do that honestly. You know that this isn't where, you're not settling in that. It's just temporary. You know, I know someone who I recently spoke to recently, and they were at a job for 18 years, a job that they hated for 18 years. And now the job let them go, and now they want to choose happiness. But you just spent 18 years of your life getting up every day. That's a long time to live in misery. You know what I'm saying? To have to get up 5 days a week for 18 years to go to a place and do something that irks every nerve or every bone in your body. I guess it could be nerve too. But some of us have been programmed to act against what it is that we truly want to do. And I think that's terrible. You know, we compromise. You know, we don't want to hurt people. So we just, you know, we just go with it. The reality is, if you're not honest with yourself, you are not being honest with others either. You know, really, it's just that simple. It's unrealistic to think anything different. What's up, Footman? How you doing? Okay, I got a couple comments. I made it almost forgot to check in, still at work. What's up, King Squad? What's up, fan? Okay, that was Footman. Then SB, I like who I am, but I am transitioning to a different version of myself I would love. And that's fine too. You know, sometimes we might think it's one way we want to be, and then we say, you know what? This way was okay, but I want to be another way. And as long as it's what you want to do, it's okay. Like, sometimes I want to be with a woman. But sometimes I want to be with a man. And I like the fact that I'll be with whoever the fuck I want to, whenever I want to. Because that's what makes me happy. If I want to be with her today, I can. And if I want to be with him today, I can. And sometimes I can have both of them today. I like that I'm like that. You know, I love that about me. But everybody can't live like that. And some men, like, I had somebody buy me some chocolates. I think I posted them in Kinky Land. And they was like, I was trying to find a mixed box with men and women because I let you know what I like. Everybody know, I get it in. I like them both. I like it all. I like everything. If they like me back. But I never hide who I am. I never pretend that I'm not this person who I was in the store today. No, I was in the gym yesterday. It was some big asses in there. I was like, damn, these chicks, what exercise is you doing? Hey, Creative. Creative says, I'm just not happy with where I am in life. And I have taken different measures to do what I love. Creative, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you, if you don't mind sharing? Lady Frank, I think about it like customizing your character. Lady Frank, I think that is a really, I want to say sexy, because that was kind of sexy to me, customizing your character. That sounds like something really important. What are you doing? You know, right now I'm at a time in my life where I am customizing my character. I think that was very well put. I like that. Customizing my character. If I had a pen, I'd write that down. That was cool. That was cool. I like that. But yeah, I like that. Yeah. So we, you have to be honest with yourself and others, because other than that, you won't be happy if you are not. You were not born to please others. You were not brought in this world to make other people happy. You were put on this earth to be you and live your life the way you see fit for you. And living in your truth, you know, can and will set you free. Real talk. I mean, it could be scary, but in the end, it's worth it. You know, it's very much worth it. And like I said, it can be very scary. Honesty is not about being truthful all the time. Let me explain that. It's about being honest with yourself. You hear me? It's about being honest with you. Is that what you really want to do? Is that really how you want to feel? Is that really what you want to say? Do you listen to your heart? Or do you always allow your mind to take over? Do you listen to your heart? Or do you live your life by the thoughts that you think are right in your mind? Follow your heart. Yeah, your mind, because see, reality, my mind, they say people have like 150,000 thoughts a minute. My doctor said I got about 300 of these suckers going. Is it a minute or a second? Maybe, I can't remember, but we have all these thoughts. Boom, 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 boom. They just, when we have one thing we want to do, we have a whole bunch of thoughts going through our head all the time. And a lot of times, instead of listening here, we'll try to catch some of these thoughts that's flying through our head instead of really taking the time to see if that's what our heart wants. And that's how your life, that's your truth, doing what your heart wants. What do you feel in your heart? Not what's best for other people or what to make them happy. Did that tug at your heart? Does that pull your heartstrings? Is that how you say it? Does that pull your heartstrings? Because if not, start now, especially if you're younger, and even if you're older, you know, even if you're older, it's never too late to put you first. It's never too late to say, you know what? Okay, I have raised my kids. And they some spoiled, rotten, grown-ass kids, MFers now. But I'm not going to keep being on their beck and call. I can't always be there for them. I want to do what I want to do now. And even if it's you 40 or 50 and you just now choosing, or you 23 or 32, you still have the right to say, am I doing what I want to do? This is my life. And I have to make choices in my life that will make me happy. And sometimes we think that being this super parent, or we think by being this super wife or this super employee will make us happy. No, it won't. Because that's not really what you care about. You probably somewhere you really don't want to work. You know your kids are some assholes, or you mad because you didn't spoil them because you're always there for them. You know, your husband, he just think you his waitress or his maid on beck and call, and you're not happy. But you get up and you go to work and you put that smile on your face, and you're losing a lot of your life doing that. You know, one of the most important things in your life should be honesty with self. Real talk. With yourself. Isn't that dope creatively? Customizing your character. I like that. That's really nice. That was really nice. Yeah. Some of us do not get brave enough to do that. Some of us are not brave enough to do that until we are grown. And some of us are grown and still not brave enough to do it, you know. But some of you need to start living in honesty tonight. I want you just tonight. Do something for you tonight that you honestly want to do. So I have a question. Can someone really love you if they are always lying to you? Can someone really love you if they're always lying to you? I loved a liar before. I loved a liar before. I really did. Oh, thank you, Nalove. I hope I pronounced that right. Thank you for coming in. I haven't seen you here before. Welcome to Kinkyology. If you don't know who I am the Kinky Kid. Yes, so this is my podcast self, and I talk about things to help you be a better you, because again, in Kinkyology, which is my sex podcast, and doing what I do, I have so many people over the years who put so much more into pleasing other people in the bedroom and everything that they're not working on what they really want, need, and desire for who they are. So I started self. This episode will only be 5 seasons. This is the 2nd season. But I really wanted to break down to you all some things that we battle with day to day. And we think it's okay because we're super mom and we're super wife, or we're super daughter or super sister or friend. But in the end, when we need somebody, we don't have nobody who's going to jump up for us like that. Our kids won't even do what we ask them to do. Our husband ain't took us out or treated us right in a long time. But we still chipper and ready for him, you know. And that ain't good. That's not real life. I mean, it's life, but it ain't good life. It ain't good living. It's not loving you. It's not putting you first. You know, it's easier to love you when you're honest with you. It's easier to like who it is when you see in the mirror, because you're like, girl, we be getting it in, you know? Yeah. So, because if you're happier living in your truth, you're just happier, period. Honesty should not be borrowed, you know? You shouldn't get your honesty from other people. It should be natural. Honesty should just be natural. You shouldn't have to rearrange your truth to please somebody else. It's hard to be compassionate and caring and kind when you're a liar. I'm going to say that again. It's hard to be compassionate, caring, and kind when you're a liar. And I asked if anybody was loving somebody who wasn't. Because somebody really love you if they're always lying to you. Because you might think, oh, he's compassionate, he's kind, he's this. But every time he open his mouth, you know he lying. But you done been with him for 10 years. You love his lying ass. But is that honestly fair to you? What do you get out of that? Somebody who you know is lying through their teeth. You know it with every inch of your body. You got receipts to prove it. But you get up and you walk in this life because, oh, you got a house with your kids and it look good to society. But on the inside, you are dying. That's not fair to you. Your kids can't really be happy in that web of lies that you all are living in. I'd rather be by myself and struggle to have my children living in misery because I'm not strong enough to stand in my own truth for my own self. That's a bad place to be. And a lot of us live in that every day. Okay, I missed some. Okay, so we got no, I don't think so. No, because that is a lack of respect. Okay, no, because you'll be lying forever and that'll never change. Okay. But you know, okay, I'm gonna talk about that in a second. If you don't love me enough to tell me the truth, that means you don't have any love for me. I know that's right. That's what Creator said. Nay Love, aka Fat. Oh, hey, Fat Mama, Fat for Life. How you doing? I wasn't calling you Fat Mama. I was like, hey, Fat. What's up, Mama? That's how I was trying to say it. But anyway, Footman says, especially honest to yourself should be done. Why lie to yourself? But it is done to convince ourselves things are okay when they're not. And that's something I'm going to bring up in a second, too. You know, most liars are trying to remember their lies. I say this often because my mama told me that you can't forget the truth, but it's always hard to remember a lie. So just stay in your truth. You know, I mention that a lot because that's something that always stuck with me. You know, you can't forget the truth, you know. Is there something that you know is the truth that you are denying? You know, I know a man who likes big breasts, but he married a woman who has small breasts because he felt that his love for that woman was stronger than his passion or desire for big breasts. But he constantly cheated with big breast women because he liked bigger titties more than he liked his wife, you know, but he wasn't being honest with himself. Same, I think I spoke last week or the week before, a man who likes to get his dick sucked. yet he'll get in a relationship with a woman who does not go down on him, or a woman who likes to get her pussy ate. But she'll be in a relationship. Why? If you know the only way you orgasm is through oral, if you know the only pleasure you get is when a tongue is put on you in your nether regions, why would you love, date, or even let a man court you that say he don't eat pussy? That ain't happiness. That's hell. That is hell. That is pure hell. Oh, God. Lady Frank says, I'm done lying to myself about how awful the people I'm around. Awful the people I'm around are. I don't lie about it. I just don't have to be around them. And if I do, I don't have to let their lies be a part of my life. So let me say this. If your friend asks you if they look fat in a dress, and you know they do, are you going to say, yes, you look fat in that dress? Are you going to say, yes, you look fat in that dress? I mean, really, is that helping or hurting? So you lie. And you say, you look good. But you value your friendship more than you value that dress and how she looks in that dress. But what if she knew it? What if she knew she looked fat in it and wanted to see if you would be honest with her? How is this helping anything by not being honest? All that will happen is when you go out, she gonna be uncomfortable because she knows she don't look right in it. So her night is ruined because she knows she look fat in the dress or any other dress because she knows she fat, just like you know she fat. The friendship gonna still derail anyway because she knows she was fat and you told her no. But you know, yeah, like, you know what, girl? You know you don't like it when your rolls show. See, I don't rock my pouch. My friends know I don't like my pouch showing. Now, some people can rock their pouch. That's cool. Hey, you look good. I see some bellies, and I like, you look good in that. And maybe because mine not just round. It's like a ripple. It's like rolls. You know what I'm saying? So I don't like nothing tight. And then I don't like tight stuff. So I try to wear stuff that don't show my figure. And that's okay for me, but I'm not going to put you in. I know you can see my love handles hanging out on the sides. They the widest thing on my body. They wider than my hips. But that's, I don't put people in that position of, do I look fat? I might say, does this look okay? But then I have the final say. I want to hear what you have to say. Like, girl, my friends are like, now, you know, you don't like the way that look. I know, that's why I asked you. Or it looked okay, it's not bad to me. Because sometimes I might go in something and then when I look at myself, like, oh, I didn't look as bad as I thought. And I see people with way bigger bellies, way bigger whatever. And man, this generation, I was raised in a generation with girdles and we had to squeeze ourselves in. You didn't show your pouch, but these kids now, they rock their pouches like they was meant to be there. Like you was born with that double cheeseburger on your belly, okay? But I wasn't raised like that. I was raised to put on a girdle. I was raised to, you suck that shit in, you know? But these chicks now don't matter. And I hate girdles, so I don't rock my pouch. I just wear a big t-shirt. Your top needs should be met in a relationship. Yes, they should. And a lot of us honest with what our top needs are. But man, some of us are not even honest with that. There's a way to tell the truth without being harsh. That's true, Miss Callie. I'm that friend who will tell the truth. I believe you. And we said it again, just like if somebody asks you how you doing, right? Do you lie and say great, even though you feel like shit and your life is crumbling? Do you be like, oh, yeah, I'm good? You know, me, I'd be like, I could be better, but thank you for asking. You know, I have that right to say that. You know, my stepfather, my new daddy, that's what we call him, he always say, you guys say, you're great. Well, I don't feel great today. You know, and then he gave me something else to say. But some days I'm not great. And I know some people feel like when you say that, that just means that you are. But no, because it don't take away my pain. It don't take away my struggle. It don't take away my discomfort. It doesn't. But I don't have to claim that all the way negative either. I could still find something in the middle that I'm okay with. And he gave me that. I don't care what's going on. Like, they had a big fire years ago. And even every time, he's just so freaking jolly all the time. Like, how you can you always be so goddamn happy, new daddy? Why are you always so happy? But his personality can be addictive because of how he approaches everything. And I love that quality about him. But it's something over the years that he's been in our life, 20 years, so it's been a while, that I want to pick up. But some days I just can't because I live in a lot of pain. So I want to be happy, but I can't because life, my body is kicking my ass right now. You know, so he understood when I broke it down like that, but still, he still came with positivity. And sometimes we need to have cheerleaders like that, even when we can't be happy for ourselves, somebody who could look at us and tell us why we should be. I know you hurt, but guess what? You're still blessed. I know you like this, but you still gonna be okay. Tomorrow, you know, tomorrow ain't promised. So do smile today. Make it okay. Make today great for you, however that's going to be. Even with the pain, it's not going nowhere. And that had to be my reality. Anybody, any chronic pain patients, patients, whatever y'all are, people, you all know what I'm talking about. We could get up. We could, I'm going to get up tomorrow. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And when tomorrow comes, we can't get out of bed. You hear me? And I can't make myself feel like, oh, I'm a bad mother or I'm a bad person. No, my kids, I've been sick both of my kids, their whole life. I was sick before I had kids. So everybody know it's some days I don't get out of bed. So yeah, I might want to get this to the mail on time and I might want to do this or I might want to have sex. But you know what I'm doing right now? I'm hurting, especially in June, October, December, and May. April, every time the seasons are changing, every time the weather is different. And here in Chicago, it was freezing the other day. Now it's kind of decent. Oh, my body is getting beat up from the inside, the outside. I live in an eight on the pain scale. You're supposed to be going to the hospital. I live in that state every day of my life. So I have to be honest with people. I can't do that. I can't move. My sister, my mother, everybody know, well, you feel like walking, come on, just get up. Even if you just ride with us, just get out the house. Because I sit up in here for days by myself in pain, you know. So you can't always make people happy, but I do know I might feel happier once I get out this house and not just staying in the pain. And lately for me, I'm in pain, but I get up and I go to the gym. And I be so proud of myself when I get home. I did leg day last week and it kicked my ass. But I was honest enough to say, hey, I got up. I wanted to go. I did it. It kicked my ass. But I'm going to look good in a little while. And that was my honesty. Yes, they proud of their fupas, girl. Yes. Okay, depends on who you're asking. You don't have to put on a brave face when hurting. Closed mouths don't get fed. We have to admit when things are not good. But luckily for me, people in my life could tell when I say hello. Oh, you're not feeling good today. I could just say hello. And they know I'm not feeling well. And I don't have to lie. Even if I do want to go, that's okay. I wanted to do this, but I know you're not feeling. I didn't say I wasn't feeling good. Girl, I can tell by the way you sound you don't feel good. Have you done this yet? Have you done that yet? So now they're giving me suggestions, things that they know I normally do to make myself. Have you smoked? Have you done this? You know, so I appreciate that. But everybody doesn't have that good of a support system. Some people, you know, and it's the same with them. We know, you know, I know my sister's not feeling well. Hey, well, do you need help with this? Do you need help with that? And they know I'm hurting, but I'm still willing to volunteer for the times that when I know you're not feeling good and you volunteer for me. Or days when I had to call my mother, hey, can you get my daughter or can you get my son? I can't get out of bed today. You know, that's how we get out. Hey, sis, I'm not feeling well. Can you go pick him up? Or I got to go to, hell yeah, I got you. What? Okay, I'm in the bed sick as hell. But when you say you got to go to the doctor, guess where I'm going to be? I'm going to be at your son's school picking your son up. Is that what I have plan for my day? No, but it makes me happy knowing that you know I got your back like that. So I'm still being honest with myself because I like the fact that I know it's days I can and it's days I can't, but I like when I can because you always there for me. So like I said, it might not always be what we want in the beginning, but we know in the end it's something that we really don't mind doing. You know, like, yeah, I don't care if I'm sick and I'm getting up for you. Okay, I got you, whatever. And I like that. That's how it's supposed to be, you know. And a lot of us don't have that support, like I said. Change of the seasons, I work. You deal with crime. Yeah, I believe we talked about that before, Nay. most of us will benefit from opening up and saying what we think a bit more. You know, just being honest in all situations. And like I said, being that I've been sick for so long, I don't really have to. My family kind of can just tell from hello. You know, instead of trying to worry about how others feel, it should truly be based on how you feel, how you honestly feel. And this happens, like I said, with our jobs, with our relationships, with everything. You know, yeah, true, sometimes being frank or having constructive criticism can cause conflict and hurt feelings in the short term. But it can also be very healthy in the long term. The Buddhists have a saying that says, wise speech and then right speech. Which do you do honestly? Can be hard. And it's a difference. I saw that a while ago, and I had to read it a couple of times to really understand what it meant when it said that you can have wise speech and you can have right speech. And I went back and forth with myself just trying to say, where do I speak most from? Is the speech that I give mostly wise or is it mostly right? And I'm going to say, for me, I'm always honest with self. And sometimes some people might not like it, but it's okay because, again, I have to look at me in the mirror. I didn't always get judged, you know, sometimes, oh, you tell your kids too much, or you do this too much, or you do that. But I knew what I wanted to be as a parent. I knew what I liked that my parent gave me, and I knew that I needed to tweak some things to be the parent that I wanted to be. So I did things my way. But guess what? Those are my children. When my child decides to have a child, I'm going to tell them, hey, this is yours. Don't let nobody, your aunties, your grandma, your mama, your brother, your whoever tell you how to raise your baby. What you and your household want for your children, that's your thing. As long as it's not hurting your kid or whatever, do you. Because that's how you got to live. This is yours. Don't let nobody tell you, oh, you got to have this, or you got to do this, or you got to do it this way. No. You grown. Do your way. You got to do it your way. And anybody, yeah, our parents might not like it. Yeah, they might do whatever, but in the end, they always respect us for it. They always respect us for it. Footman says, I always like to have things straightforward. Tell me when I'm doing something wrong so I can know how to not do it. Footman, I'm so happy you say that because I'm very honest in my relationships. And sometimes people say, you're always complaining. You always got something to say. I said, no, I'm always telling you the truth. Then when we break up or we're no longer together, they get mad because now who they're with don't ever tell them how they really feel. So with me, you always knew my truth. You knew if I didn't like that. And it's not because I'm trying to break you down or make you feel bad. I just, if I don't tell you how to treat me, how you gonna learn? You know, and a lot of us battle with allowing people to do and say whatever they want to. I really didn't like the way you said that to me. I didn't like the way you asked me what I wanted to eat. Then when I said it, you went somewhere else. Then what the, you asked me for it in, you know? And like I said, some people said it, at first they felt attacked. But then they started to appreciate it. And then once they lost it, meaning once we weren't together no more, and they went back to how people usually are, they hated it. They hated that they never told them how they truly felt. Then they hold it in. You hold it in for 2 or 3 months. And then they do something silly or little. And then you blow up for everything they did for these last 2 to 3 months that made you unhappy. See, I'll let you know in the moment. Hey, why you do that? What was that about? You know, I came because I might forget in 2 to 3 weeks or 2 to 3 months. So I got to tell you now. And even I do write a lot and I journal, but sometimes I got so many journals, I might lose which one I put it in. So I got to tell you right now, hey, that was effed up. That was messed up. And some people can't handle that. Nay Love says, ironically, I got tired of lying about how I'm feeling. Ironically, I would too if I was doing that. So I'm happy you finally got tired, and hopefully now you're honest with yourself and whoever it is that you need to be honest with. Nurse Kim, I'm listening in the background preparing for tomorrow. I bet you throwing down, Nurse Kim. The way you type, I just bet you could cook. Who's out cooking tonight? I'm not cooking. I'm just cooking dressing and macaroni. I'm not cooking. I might get up in the morning and go get me a piece of turkey, a turkey drumstick or whatever. But it's just me here. My son's not coming. My daughter is not here. I'm going by my mom's tomorrow. But I do know I like my dressing and I like my macaroni. So I'm going to eat that. But who's cooking? Yeah. So, yeah, not being honest is hard on us in the long run. And honesty sets you free. So that's really what I wanted to talk about tonight. If anybody had any questions or, you know, we've been talking back and forth through this or whatever. We went a little longer than I thought I was going to go. You can cook good. I bet you can, Nurse Kim. I'm cooking potato soup right now for myself, making brownies and cookies for tomorrow Thanksgiving. Okay, Lady Frank. Okay, cool. I said it already, dressing and macaroni. That's what I'm making. I was going to do sweet potato pie, but I say that for Christmas because my son not here. I'm just going to do I bought little pans too, and I don't be pissed, but I'm doing a 15-day cleanse. So I'm on day 4. Tomorrow will be day 5. So I'm going to see how this cleanse is working out for me. So I don't really eat a lot. I did just have some macaroni from Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I put a little seasoning in it, and it was so good. I think they changed their macaroni. It was really good. Ooh, curry chicken, stewed chicken, rice and peas. Okay, are you Jamaican, Nurse Kim? Wagwan. I used to love a Jamaican. I loved a lot of the ends. Jamaican, Haitian, Belizean, Puerto Rican, Nigerian. Caucasian. I never loved the Caucasian though. African. I mess with all the ends. Oh, I'm doing the dressing. My daughter doing the rest. Okay. Yes, I am making pecan pies and a better than sex cake. Oh yeah. And the mac and cheese. Okay, I don't know what a better than sex cake is, but that sounds like some shit I should be eating, okay? Because I need, what's better than sex? I don't know. I need to taste that. Can you send me the ingredients to that? Because I would love to make a cake that's better than sex. And put it, is my cake better than this cake? Because I got some cakes over here. I never heard, I'm about to Google that. Better than sex. Hey, Google, what is better than sex cakes? I don't know what a better than sex cake is. Oh, okay. Native American. Wait. What are we congratulating for? Somebody congratulating me? Who congratulated? I don't know what the congratulations was for. Yes, I will send it to you on Instagram. Thank you, creatively. Yeah, so I'm about to get ready to go on Instagram, and maybe I want to come over there because I got some stuff to say. Like I said, I had a video go viral over the last 2 days, and I talk a lot about in kinkyology about the entitlement of men, and I can honestly say that every man that has disrespected me in the last couple of days, honestly, if I could, I would go to their house and beat them up. But I know I honestly can't, and it really irks me on the inside that I can't. But I wish I could. Like, all the disrespect I get for being who I am, I think it's just beyond measure. It's just terrible, you know. But luckily for me, I know who I am. And I know that they don't. And because I am who I am, you think that I have to be less of the woman that I know I really already am. So I don't let other people's opinion on me bother me. But if I was 10 years younger, I would be Googling you and beating you up. You better, well, maybe 15 years younger. But now this mature me, this social media me is a lot nicer and will just tell you, you just mad because you can't get it. You just mad because you can't get it. That's all. Well, I saw it on social media and I had to make it today and it came out so good. Oh my God. Okay, yes, please send that to me. Send that to me. I was in a store, I had made some Brussels sprouts last night, and I got the recipe off of TikTok. So I did egg rolls this week. I got the recipe off of TikTok. So I be getting some cooler recipes off of TikTok. So yeah, better than sex. I might get up and go to the store and give me some ingredients for that, honey. Because what's better than sex? I don't know. Well, sex that has orgasms. Some of y'all having sex that's not that good. But my sex is really good. So what could be better than that? I mean, I have amazing sex when I have it. happy birthday. Yes, happy birthday. please send it, because what I got, they said was not an address. They could not find it. And I went and put it in my phone because I am dyslexic, but I opened it up in my Gmail and it's exactly what I read. So I don't know if the lady, she was just a booty head today. And usually I didn't like it. I was mad. So give me the right, or if it is right, I'll rewrite it. And I won't be able to do it till Friday, but I did. I haven't been out the house this week. Like I said, the weather has me down. So I went today, but I did get up and I went today and I couldn't get it. So I'm sorry it's not going to be there on your birthday, which I was hoping I was going to have it today. So it'll be there by Saturday. So happy birthday, darling. Happy holidays to everybody. Thank you all so much for coming in. Honestly, I appreciate you all from the bottom of my heart. And just live your life honestly. So again, last week we talked about being authentic. And today we talked about being honest. And these are things when you really look back and ask yourself the right questions. And if I didn't ask enough questions last week, you can always message me and talk to me. I have no problems with anything, helping with anything. But I want us to be better as a person, as an individual, and sexually. But you got to be right with you first to be the type of beast I want you to be. You know, you can't half-ass it. You got to put your all into it, but you got to put you first. And we're going to do that honestly and authentically. All right, y'all. Oh, thank you, Creatively. I appreciate you. Yes, thank you all. So I'm about to get out of here again. Great podcast. I appreciate you all so much. And I will see you all next week. Bye.